Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 10th of February. US President Trump's social media account published a broad attack on Canada overnight, threatening to refuse to open a bridge built between the United States and Canada, named after a Canadian ice hockey player, and suggesting that a trade deal with China would result in ice hockey being banned in Canada. These concerns might perhaps underestimate the general Canadian support for ice hockey, particularly in the post-heated rivalry environment. While on the surface this level of rhetoric might suggest increased tensions between the United States and Canada, the reality is that markets are likely to give it very little attention. As per the threats to tariff imports from Iranian trading partners, a threat to tariff importers of Canadian goods 100% if a trade deal were to be done with China, and the threat to tariff US buyers of Canadian aircraft 50%. None of these threats has materialised in reality so far, despite the strength of the language that was used in early morning social media posts. Over in the UK, the media hype about political stability seems to have calmed down. Certainly, financial markets seem less inclined to price in the hype of a crisis. The British Retail Consortium reported strength in January retail sales figures, with sales of non-food items rising in both nominal and real terms. The numbers indicate that UK consumers continue to be willing to spend. Even Bloomberg will struggle to find a negative spin for this month's data. And the ongoing rise in UK real incomes does seem to be supportive of further consumption. One might suggest that delays in spending ahead of Christmas, with a focus of buying during the price discounting period in January, reflects a growing concern about the issues of profit-led inflation. However, supermarkets do still seem to be able to get away with food price increases. Nearly all of the value increase of food sales was due to price hikes. In the United States, we await December retail sales data. The US consumer has been able to cut back on their monthly savings rate to afford the cost of tariffs at around 0.8% of GDP. This combination of a lower savings rate with some nominal income growth should allow for a reasonable retail sales figure. US consumers remain defiant in their determination to spend money. This willingness to cut the amount saved does depend on confidence in the labour market, which puts a little more emphasis on the importance of the release of labour market data tomorrow as a guide to where the US consumer might be heading. We'll also get US import and export price data, although with price pass-through now fairly comprehensive, this has become less relevant to financial markets than it used to be. The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Survey remains very partisan in its nature. Even before the recent escalation in political polarisation, there was a bias to the answers given in this particular data. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.